Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Something for my godson Elijah and little girl named Corinne. Say the black of the best, the sweet of the juice. I say the dark of the flesh and the deep of the roots. I give a holler to my sisters on welfare. Tupac can, if don't nobody else can. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. When you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. But please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love you, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need me, and I ain't trying to catch up, I just call them how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? When brothers make mates, and leave a young mother to be unhappy. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the lady that make the baby. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, lady, but keep your head up. I remember Marvin Gaye used to sing to me. He had me feeling like black was the thing to be. And suddenly the kettle didn't seem so tough. And though we had it rough, we always had enough. I hopped up off about my curfew and broke the rules. Ran with the local crew and had a smoke or two. I realized mama really paid the price. She nearly gave her life to raise me right. And all I had to give her was my pipe dream. I holler about the mic and make it to the right. Make a dollar out of 15 cents. It's hard to be legit, but still pay your rent. And in the end, it seems I'm heading for the pen. I try to find my friends, but they're blowing in the wind. Last night, my buddy lost his whole family. It's gonna take the man in me to conquer this insanity. It seems the rain will never let up. I try to keep my head up and still keep from getting wetter. You know it's funny when it rains, it pours. They got money for wars, but can't feed the poor. Said it ain't no hope for the youth and the truth. And they wonder why we crazy. I blame my mother for turning my brother into a crack baby. We ain't meant to survive cause it's a setup. And even though you're better, baby, I'm better. Babies on their own. I know it's kind of rough and you're feeling all alone. Daddy's long gone and he left you by your lonesome. Thanks the Lord for my kids, even if nobody else want them. Cause I think we can make it, in fact, I'm sure. And if you fall, stand tall or come back for more. Cause ain't nothing worse than when your son wants to know why daddy don't love him no more. You can't complain, you was
dealt it. Hell of a hand without a man feeling helpless. Because there's too many things for you to deal with. Dying inside, but outside you're looking big. While the tears is rolling down your cheek, you're steady hoping things don't all fall this week. Cause if it did, you couldn't take it. And don't blame me, I was given this world, I didn't make it. And now my son's getting older and older and cold from having the world on his shoulders. While the rich kids are driving Benz, I'm still trying to hold on to surviving friends. And it's crazy, if things will never let up. But, please, you gotta keep your head up.
Well, that is so true. And welcome to another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle and Chris Michael Ward. And I want to thank all my listeners from north to south, east to west, and everyone around the world in the 42 countries, the last I counted, and I haven't counted in a while. So I'm sure that count is probably higher, and I appreciate them. And before I introduce my guest, I want to introduce my co-host, Chris Michael Ward. How you doing, Chris?
Hello, Terry. I just want to sing this song. I'm going to change the words, but it goes, you might know it, it goes, Friday night, Friday night, Friday night, Friday night's all right. Ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom.
I ain't mad at that. I ain't mad at that. I like that. I might record you singing that.
Well, yeah, it's an Elton John. Never mind.
All right, go ahead.
I was going to explain that I changed the words. It was my version of Elton John, Saturday Night's All Right. Just explain that.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, without further ado, I want to tell you a little bit about my guest. Tonight we've got this awesome young man. It's a pleasure to introduce you to Mr. Jahlil Jaja Surge, an abstract artist from Tuskegee, Alabama, a small town, but rich with history of African Americans who were determined to be self-sufficient while living in the world that chastised them for the color of their skin. Jaja's goal was to create beautiful abstract paintings depicting the lives of blacks, past, present, and future. In 2020, he received his BFA in visual arts from the illustrious Tuskegee University. So without further ado, how you doing, Jaja?
Hello, hello, hello. How you guys doing? And I'm doing amazing. I would like to say I'm glad that you guys have not seen me in the background because I was actually like vibing to the music, bopping my head, everything like that, you know, to Tupac, you know
hip-hop,
I love
yeah.
Tupac. As well as you guys introduction. Yeah, as well as you guys introduction, you know, that little jazzy introduction you guys have. I love that too. It makes me feel comfortable, you know, with some wine or something like that.
Well, you know, that was my friend David. He passed away, so that's why I will never change that intro because he was a young man, you know, and I don't know if he passed away from diabetes or whatever, but he was a young guy, you know, and it was like, wow, you know, they say here today and gone tomorrow. Now it's here today and gone today. So he used to do his own segment of soft, quiet, the quiet storm type of music, you know, the slow hit. So
I love
ever
that.
Remember David. Yeah. So,
and Jaja, Betty White.
Baby, don't you know? The cleanup woman.
I love it.
Yeah. A lot of hits on Betty White. And what about Richard Dimples Fields, you know? Baby. But anyway, darling, what made you decide to get into art? Or did your parents know when you was young and they just tried to encourage that?
I've been doing art, you know, basically all my life, you know. A typical person, I would say that, but, you know, it's true. I do it all my life. And I got the inspiration from my mom, who was, shout out to my mom. She used to be an artist, and I used to gravitate towards what she used to do. And my dad, he's an artist in his own way, but, you know, he has his ways. But they knew I was an artist because that's all I ever done, you know, just
Okay.
In my room, just sitting down,
still
just
living?
Painting. Yes, ma'am. Thank God, both my
Well, give me
still
her
alive.
Name. Put her name out there. Give us some props. Everybody got okay. a mom. What's her name?
Well, my beloved mother, her name is Sheila Hall. And
so
she is
Ms.
from Tuskegee, Alabama. Huh?
Yes, go on, baby.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, Miss Sheila Hall, you know, 51 years younger, you know. And my dad, Rajan Surge, he's 51 as well. That's my home dog, you know.
Okay.
Shout out to my two brothers, Kwame Hall, and my other brother, Rakim Surge. We're all a close-knit family, you know. We all encourage each other just to, like, you know, do our best, you know. Never run from the problem, always run towards it, you know.
Okay.
And I knew I wanted to become an artist because I gravitate towards, you know, just towards nature and colors and everything like that, you know. Yeah, and thank you. And professionally, I wanted to do it professionally because I want to get back to my community. And I found my true calling in art when I was through at Tuskegee University, and I was mentored by my cousin / teacher on campus, Warner McDowell. And I'm not sure if you know who Warner McDowell is, but he is a renowned artist who used to be Michael Jackson's art teacher. You know.
Wow, I didn't know that. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And
that's your cousin?
He taught me. Mm-hmm. Yep. I found that out when I was on campus, to be honest. Because all my life I've been seeing his work around Tuskegee, been wondering who is this person. And my mom told me when I was on campus that that teacher that you're talking about, that's your cousin on her side. So I'm like, well, damn.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Wow.
I got some fire in my blood. Yeah,
honestly. Well, you know, Josh, yeah. Hold that thought for a minute because Chris got a question for you. Go ahead, Chris.
Yes. Okay. Yes, Jojo. My first question is, what inspires you in the art world? Like, what inspires you to get up and do art, like to be an artist, to abstract?
What inspires me? Really, I really get all this to God, first and foremost, because without him, this would not even happen, you know? And I always tell myself that. And so the people inspire me to get up every day, you know, to create, because where I'm from, I don't see any color, quote unquote, you know, any inspiration for the kids to, you know, to go out and be creative, you know? So the people, especially the children, you know, inspire me to get up and create. I love going out in nature, you know, just to, like, you know, be one with nature. You know, just being grounded and being centered with people and with nature, that really inspires me to get up, as well as really myself too. And I really use this platform to really as a therapy moment for myself. You know, I'm not like a traditional person that goes to therapy, even though I need to. But I always knew that I have
we
to.
We all problems too.
Yeah, thank therapy
you.
Helps.
But,
yeah.
Right, but I always knew that I have my art, and my art can always set me free from whatever I'm going through.
Okay,
you know,
well, Jaja,
a little bit wider.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You know, since your work is abstract and you're depicting blacks, past, present, and future, is it so abstract that people do not understand what they're looking at? Or is there some kind of, like, little depiction at the bottom of your painting that says, Harriet Tubman, the struggle, or birthplace? Or, I mean, because abstract, sometimes you really can't see. It's selective, you know, what you're seeing, what somebody else is seeing. So how do people know that you're depicting blacks past, present, and future?
What I like to do with my art, especially with abstract art, I like to play with people's minds. That makes sense, you know. So
I understand. That's what abstract is.
Yes, I want you to. When people ask me, what does this mean to me? I always ask them, what does that piece mean to you? Because what I can say doesn't really mean shit to you, you know, quote unquote. But what this piece means to you. So
yeah.
I really think this.
But what I'm really getting at, Jaja, is that because it's abstract, how would someone of another nationality, how would they know it was depicting blacks, past, present, and future? Is it because of the colors you're using, a lot of browns or whatever? I mean, because even though abstract, everybody sees something different. How do they depict that it's the artwork of black people? How would they know?
Basically, I always use the basic colors. I'm actually looking at a piece right now called The Illusion of Madness. I really use different symbolisms that represent us, you know, as black people, like from the Ankh, as well as from, you know, the Pan-African sign, and I mean the colors and stuff. The way my mind is set up when it comes to the art, whatever's in my mind, I just put it on there, depending on the mood.
Because you still haven't answered my question yet. I'm still waiting for you to answer my question.
That's a tough question, but I really do. I use, you know, our colors, the black, green, and red, colors.
Core colors, of our African people. Okay, well, I'm gonna let you slide, and then you wanna think about that. Next time I see you, gonna have an answer for me. But right now, Chris got his question for you.
Okay. Okay, Jaja, my next question for you is, you wrote your book, The Law of Abstractions, in 2023. What has been the best reaction to your book, the best, like, review or, you know, response?
The best review to my book, and also shout out to this company who gave me the platform to, you know, to really write my book, Ms. Barbara Pierce of Unique Infamy Publishing and Art Gallery. Shout out to her. She's based in Columbus, Georgia. And really, you said my favorite piece of the book?
Yeah, your favorite review, your favorite response, whatever. Whatever it is.
Okay.
Review someone gave you about your book.
Okay. Huh? I got a lot of good reviews on this book, actually. To be honest, especially from my community, when I introduced what I'm doing to everybody keeps telling me they're going to buy the book. I just got a lot of positive, overwhelming reviews about it and how they felt about it. So one person even told me that what they took from it was that they can get up every day and just be whoever they want. You know, that's what I want with every book that I'm doing. I want you, with every piece that I'm doing, I want you to like take something from it. You know, from it and apply it to everyday life. So I just got a lot of good reviews on everything. You know,
great.
Thank God, not any bad ones.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, I got a question for you, Jaja. Your paintings, what's the smallest size painting and what's the largest size and what is your price range that you sell them for and have you had yet showing somewhere? Like at a gallery,
okay,
or a library in one of those rooms or whatever.
Okay, to answer your question, the size normally goes for, 10 by 11 to, you know, right now currently I'm working with 11 by 17. And the prices go for, in those sizes, go for $250 to $500. And right now I'm trying to, you know, because I'm I'm a broke dude, you know. I don't want to say broke, cheap dude. So I want to, like, you know, mm-hmm. I like to recycle stuff. So I normally use, like, recycled cardboards and everything like that, as well as rolled canvases. And I made my own size canvases. And the biggest that I did was a 20 by 30, what I'm looking at right now, piece that I did last year of my business logo and everything like that. And that price goes for $550.
Okay.
And I'm having it. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
So I was going to give you a bit of advice. You know, like you say, you recycle materials. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, what you could also do, you can go to a thrift store and get those pictures that nobody wants in that store, and just take the picture that's in the frame and then just reframe it, your stuff, you know what I'm saying? Or just put your stuff over top of the stuff that they already got, because this way, you know, you'll have the wood frame and you can increase what you sell it for. And another idea would be good to put down on the bottom of your picture, like a little piece of paper on the corner. No, yes, put your initials on the painting itself, but on the corner, you could say life in 1960s or whatever. Give somebody an idea so they can train their mind what they're kind of looking for, because otherwise, you know, it just look like colors, you know, and stuff like that. And just looking at colors, it just reminds me of, yeah, that's how my life is all mixed up with this and that, you know. And this way you can kind of hone down, and then people can kind of like focus their look when they're looking at it with intention. That's just my opinion, you know.
Yeah, I love it. I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm always down for constructive criticism, because, you know, it helps me, and I really appreciate that. And because I was actually yesterday looking at a piece at Family Dollar that's in a good size, thinking about actually using that, you know, after inspiration and everything like that, and the frame of it too. So thank you. I really appreciate that too. And
yeah, because I want you to succeed. I really do.
Me too.
Thank you.
Yeah, I want you to succeed.
I really appreciate that, because I tell myself constantly that I have a show coming up, actually on the 20th, called the Law of Abstractions Art Exhibition. And it actually explains all my work that I'm doing, that I did within my book.
Okay.
And so I'll be explaining more of that at the exhibition. And
I hope you have a vendor's table there, because like some of your paintings, like the small sizes, go to the Dollar Tree and get the little dollar and a quarter frame. Take some of those like 8x10, 8x11, and put them in those frames. Put them on your table as a vendor, you know, and sell that for like maybe $10 a pop. You know, because you only paid $125, and your materials, you know, and people will buy that. Put also on display your books, you know, and have some flowers on the table to add color. Because, see, as a writer myself, I used to go to a lot of shows as a vendor, and people are drawn into eye candy. So my table was always full of color, had a little bowl for some mints and stuff, and had my different merchandise. And I was selling my stuff, but it's all about presentation, because you got a lot of vendors at the same place. You know, if you got to get a sister or a relative to sit there and keep an eye on your stuff, you know, that's the best thing to do. Go get your little folding table, open it up, put a tablecloth on it, you know, even get maybe a little balloon or something, a little flower, and put in a little vase that you get at Dollar Tree, you know, put it on the table and organize the best piece right in the middle and your other stuff on the side. Baby, make that money while you're up there talking.
Yeah, because I'm actually, I was actually doing that too, of everything, because I will be actually selling my print of my work, as well as my book that just came out, as well as I'm trying to do like a little auction, you know, quote unquote, with my art pieces that will be on display. So the way my exhibition is set up,
are you on eBay? We can auction your stuff on eBay.
No, it's going to be an auction in person.
Okay, but I'm just other ways to get your stuff. You can do your auction in person. You can have an auction on eBay and make some money. You can put your stuff on TikTok. You know, put your stuff everywhere, because it's just like when people see the same thing over and over again when they go to the store and they keep saying stuff about Dawn. Next thing you know, they're buying Dawn because their mind constantly kept seeing that. They keep saying Jia Jia stuff. Damn, Jia Jia is on TikTok. Damn, Jia Jia is on eBay. Damn, Jia Jia's in person. Jia Jia, that guy's in person too. He's on the radio. This guy's everywhere. Let me check him out. See what this young brother doing.
Okay, yeah. I'm gonna look into the social media portion and everything like that, because the way I got my the exhibition was set up was everything will be on display for 5 months, but I would have an auction at the exhibition, so everything that's on display will be auctioned off, and then towards those 5 months it will be shipped to them free of charge. But now I think about it, you gave me a good idea, and I'm gonna stick with that. I'm gonna try to push towards the social media portion as well.
Yeah, and even auction houses, they do it for you. They can talk real fast. Going on 25, 25, 25, 30, 30, 30, like that, you know. Put your stuff everywhere.
I appreciate that. I really appreciate that. So this is actually giving me a whole. Cause I'm still, you know, planning everything out, but it's giving me a whole, you know, different, you know.
Perspective, because I know how to make money. So. If I don't know how to do nothing else, I know how to do that. But, you know, on that note, Chris got another question.
Yeah. Go ahead, Chris. Well, my question is kind of a two-parter, because I really don't know the answer. But, Jia Jia, do you collaborate with other artists, or is this all you?
Do I collaborate with all? Ow, oh my gosh. Do I collaborate with any other artists? As an artist,
it must be no, because we're talking about
currently,
somebody
right,
doing
currently right
together.
Now. No, like currently right now, it's a no, because where I'm at, it's not enough, artists that does what I do. Yeah, and so currently I'm doing it by myself, you know.
Right.
I'm actually looking forward to, you know, one day actually collaborating with somebody that actually, like, they have the patience.
Mm-hmm. Are there any artists that you have in mind? Is there anybody that you want to work with?
I want to work with my cousin, you know, Ronald, Big Ron. Because he knows anything out about art.
Michael Jackson, he know a lot. You are the real people.
Yeah, he does. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's my mentor. I'm really inspired by Jean-Michel Basquiat. Rest in peace. I would love to work with him one day if he was alive.
Oh, your cousin, he passed away too?
No.
You talking about Michael Jackson? Because we're running out of town. We're down to like second. So my advice is you hook up that cousin. Let him give you the hookup, because everybody ain't going to just walk to the door and know who Michael Jackson is. So he got some connects that you need to get from him. But before we run out of time, is there any shout-outs that you'd like to give out? Because we're down to 60 seconds. Time ran out so fast, man. I enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Okay. Well, let me go ahead and get this out of the way. So, shout out to my mom, my dad, my brother, my friend Kia. She's of Obsidian Incorporated. That's an incorporated. Rise, Tuskegee. Love her. Sister Erica, brother Scott, Obsidian Incorporated. God, of course. Shout out to myself as well. Shout out to Jaleel, for just continuing on pushing yourself. I love you, Jaleel. Keep on doing what you're doing. This, I love me,
And Miss Hall, your
mom,
baby did good.
Yeah. I know after this, they're going to joke on me like they did the last interview. They're going to joke on me. So, I look forward to getting to know you guys more, you know, in the future. Shout
yeah, because once you be on the show, you're family. You can always come
you
back.
Are.
Just give me a call.
You are family. Yeah. You can come back.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And I want to say to you guys, congratulations. I'm proud of you guys. I'm proud of you guys. You guys keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing the Lord's work, okay? Yeah.
Thank you, darling.
So,
and like I said,
you.
If you ever want to come
no
back,
problem.
Give me a call. And we let people know where you're going to be at, showing your stuff and everything. We family now, baby. Don't forget it.
I'm coming. And I'm going to talk to you about
week,
what we talked about earlier.
Okay. And next week we're going to have a guest, Miss Erotica. So if you ain't back, so it's going to be an X-rated show next week. Tune in and or tune out, your choice. Everybody have a blessed weekend.
okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.